Today, my dear faithful, is the fourth Sunday after Easter. And the epistle is taken from the first epistle of St. James, chapter 1. Dearly beloved, every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. For of his own will hath he begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be some beginning of his creatures. You know, my dearest brethren, and let every man be quick to hear, but slow to speak, and slow to anger, for the anger of men worketh not the justice of God. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanness and abundance of malice, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And the Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 16. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, I go to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go, for if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not in me. And of justice, because I go to the Father, and you shall see me no longer. And of judgment, because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but what things soever he shall hear, he shall speak. And the things that are to come, he shall show you. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the early ages of the Church, my dear faithful, the influence of the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, was often remarkably easy to see, such as when St. Lucy stood before her judge. St. Lucy was just a young Christian woman born of a noble family in Sicily when she was called before a pagan judge to answer for the terrible crime of being Christian. Her judge, a Roman prefect, demanded Lucy offer sacrifice to the pagan gods, but she refused. He threatened her with torture, but she answered, You will only waste your time in torturing me, for the words I have uttered are not my own, but inspired by the Holy Ghost. Baffled, the prefect asked, Is the Holy Ghost dwelling in you? Lucy answered, The hearts of the chaste and holy are the temples of the Holy Ghost. This evil judge then ordered her to be taken to a certain wicked place to tempt her chastity. The guards took hold of her by the arms, but they found they could not move this little girl even an inch. They even used a team of oxen to try to pull her. But still, she was like a statue. She could not be moved. The soldiers then turned to their judge and shrugged in helplessness. In great fury, the judge commanded the guards to then pour oil on Lucy and light it on fire to burn her to death right at that spot. The guards did as they were told, and the flames began to leap around St. Lucy. But they did her no harm. Finally, exasperated and wanting to avoid even further failures, the prefect ordered them to put her to the sword. At last, Lucy was granted the martyrdom that she hoped for, and she received her crown of glory. This young woman, my dear faithful, dauntlessly certain and confidently fearless, was so firm and courageous in the faith because she was guided by the Holy Ghost. Lucy had given herself completely to the guidance of the Holy Ghost, and thus she became Saint Lucy. And now we are to do the same. But isn't it true that we often find ourselves like the apostles were in today's gospel? In this gospel, our Lord announced to the apostles that he was going to be leaving them. He was preparing them for both his death on the cross as well as his ascension into heaven. What was their reaction? They were heartbroken. Emotions of fear, sorrow, uncertainty surged through them. What were they going to do without him, Jesus Christ? He was their leader, their guide, their Messiah. He always knew what to do. He always had the answers. I imagine they must have felt somewhat like a child does when he finds himself lost in a grocery store. He is walking with his mother in the aisle, all curiosity, all calm, all surety, because mom is right there. So that means everything is all right. But then his little mind gets fascinated about something. Whether it's some food he wants, a quarter he found on the floor, or just lost in his own imagination. But then, eventually, he wakes up. And then he turns to his mother, but she is not there. He looks down the aisle, then up it, but still, she is nowhere to be found. Panic sets in. His mind freezes with that one thought, I'm lost. His eyes grow wide, his heart begins to race. Then, finally, his legs start to move and carry him down the aisle. He goes to the very next aisle, and there she is. He realizes his mother was so close the whole time. So then he does one of two things. He either cries out with joy and tells her all about the terror that had just gripped his heart. Or, probably if he's a little older, he might not say a thing and just pretend as if nothing happened at all. Now, that same fear can and often does happen to anyone. And it seems to me that it happened to the apostles at that moment. They felt lost without Christ. Wouldn't you? Mere fishermen, trained to cast nets and handle boats, now given the mission to lead the army of Christ, to face down the Pharisees and scribes, as well as emperors and kings. To comfort them, though, our Lord promised to send the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Ghost. He would teach them all truth. With him, they would know what to do, what to say, how to live as great saints and fearless apostles. The Holy Ghost, my dear faithful, never left the church, and he continues to guide it now. Furthermore, he remains with every person in a state of grace. In fact, every gift of grace is given to us through the Holy Ghost. Our Lord first earned all grace by his crucifixion and his death. To distribute his grace, however, he sent the Holy Ghost, who through the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary, his spouse, gives to each person every grace they receive in their entire life. That is the special mission of the third person of the Trinity, the sanctification and salvation of mankind. All three persons of the Blessed Trinity, of course, take part in this work of sanctification, but it is especially ascribed to the Holy Ghost. That is why our Lord sent the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth, to the apostles, to make them saints and apostles. The Holy Ghost would give them the grace that they need. He would give both sanctifying grace and actual grace. He used sanctifying grace to make their souls holy and pleasing to God. And actual grace he used to enlighten their minds to truth and to strengthen their wills to do good. By the assistance of the Holy Ghost, the apostles converted thousands to the faith throughout their life and willingly gave their lives for it. And so it was with St. Lucy as well. Her judge could not overcome her in argument because, as she said, the Holy Ghost spoke through her. She was immovable in her faith, and to prove this, the Holy Ghost made her immovable in her body. Just as her persecutors could do nothing to move her to sacrifice to their gods, they could also do nothing to move her physically. The Holy Ghost was able to do all this, to make the woman Lucy into Saint Lucy, because Lucy responded to his grace. She prayed and she trusted. She followed him as her guide. Saint Lucy was not like the apostles in today's gospel. Not like a child who is lost, because she knew her guide was always with her, dwelling inside her. He would give her the answers that she needed and the strength to do what was right. And now, my dear faithful, is our turn. Remember, our Lord sent the Holy Ghost to each of us, to enlighten and strengthen us with his grace. The Holy Ghost, God himself, dwells in all those in the state of grace. What then have we to fear? Let us turn to him and pray for his grace. Turn to him in every difficulty, whenever you feel unsure of what to do. He will enlighten you with his grace and guide you to do what is right. Ask him for help also when you do not feel strong enough to face the challenges of life. His grace will bear you up. He will carry you through. I encourage you, my dear faithful, to pray daily to the Holy Ghost for light, wisdom, and strength. Even just a short prayer like, "Come, Holy Ghost," will suffice. And it is often all that we have time for. Do not forget this guide that our Lord has given you, my dear faithful, who is always with you, ready to lead you. Pray to him, and the Holy Ghost will teach you all truth that you need to know, and strengthen you in all that you need to do, to lead you to eternal life and bliss in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.